Welcome back to Dollars and Cents. Here with your tech and business news. White Castle and Impossible Foods has joined together to create the Impossible Slider, which is made from Impossible Foods vegetable-based ground beef substitute and will be available solo or as part of a combo meal. That sounds like it's going to be impossible to eat. Ground beef substitute. I'm good on that. Target has announced it will open a handful of smaller locations throughout Chicago and New York this summer. The locations will be anywhere from 17,000 to 50,000 square feet. Some locations will have online order pickup and same-day delivery. Smart. Because given the retail climate, there's no reason for Target to build more stores and be super targets. If you have enough super targets in one state, build smaller stores that have pickup and delivery options. So people that need to go get bigger stuff or do the whole groceries and everything in one setting can just drive to your super targets. And those that don't need all that can just go to the smaller stores. I don't see no loss in that. That's a win for everybody. Comcast is now bundling Netflix into its cable subscription service. Comcast added Netflix to its X1 interface back in 2016. Netflix will be added to new and pre-existing Xfinity packages. So everybody who's already paying for Xfinity, you will now get Netflix. Which more likely, you probably already have Netflix. So that's just going to be weird. I don't know how that's going to work out for you. I guess you'll cancel your Netflix subscription just to have it in that. That's going to be weird. Hazel Light Studios has announced its co-op prison game, A Way Out, has reached more than 1 million copies sold. Congratulations to them. Electronic Arts published the game, which came out on March 23rd for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. A Way Out is part of the EA Originals, and that's the company's independent game release label. I personally seen this gameplay. I did not know it was an independent game. It is rather awesome. Everything about this game is unique unto itself. Not surprised in the same breath that it's independent, because I think it would take somebody not in the industry to do something that could change the way two-player games are played. So, kudos. Yahoo Japan now owns 40% of a Tokyo-based cryptocurrency exchange set to launch this fall. This will give Yahoo Japan a minority stake in big ARG parent company CMD Laboratories, who will still have 60% ownership. The deal costs about 2 to 3 billion yen, or $18 to $28 million U.S., Wells Fargo might have to pay $1 billion to federal regulators to settle problems with mortgage and auto loans, again, and compliance risk management concerns. If levied, the $1 billion penalty would be the highest ever fine imposed by the Consumer Bureau. Wells Fargo has just been in trouble since that whole debacle of loans and everything. I also heard somewhere that there was, for a period... Oh, no. Actually, I'm about to confuse my news with a car dealership brand. But let's stay on track. Michael Ferro, the former chairman of newspaper publishing chain Trunk, has agreed to sell his 25% stake in the company for $208.6 million. Trunk publishes the Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Sun, New York Daily News, and other newspapers. Excuse me, pardon me. Heinz is introducing a new condiment called Mayo Chup. Mayo Chup is a pre-made blend of, you guessed it, mayonnaise and ketchup together, and will be sold in the U.S. if Heinz gets 500,000 votes on Twitter. Now, personally, my thoughts is, what took y'all so long? We was doing this in elementary school and in middle school, mixing mayonnaise and ketchup for the burgers, because the burgers were always dry, damn no flavor, and you would never get enough, like, ketchup packets and mayonnaise packets, and you would just mix enough on one and then have the rest of the ketchup for your fries if you didn't mix them with that too. Because it always had a pink color to that. We did that in elementary school. At least down south we did. I don't know about everybody else, but we did that in the south. So what took them so long? And plus, a lot of other cultures already do this. Some cultures already have this on shelves in stores. So we're behind the eight ball, apparently, in food also, the US. But this has been Dollars and Cents. Hope you vote yes for the mayo chup, because I want that. And I hope you continue to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.